Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Anne just been on saying, sorry, I just can't get used to like JLS and music generally at 6:35 in the morning. It's a bit of a shock. Can you at least ease us in gently by telling us how you slept? Oh yeah, Chris does that thing. Well, actually, not too bad. Went to bed about 9. And after a long day of acting at the Scott Mills the Musical rehearsals, woke up about midnight, had a whisper bar and some water, went back to bed until 5. Then the one that doesn't speak rang me and went, which means get up. And that was about it.
That was good.
Only because there are whisper bars available in my house at the moment, because my flatmate seemed to buy about like one of those packs of 3 yesterday, so...
At least he's buying stuff that you don't have to cook now, rather than whole chickens, which...
Yeah, when I got home yesterday, the chicken had gone.
Good.
And the bin had been put out. So, either he ate it, but he... No, he hasn't ate it, because he was still there last night. And wasn't dead. So it's all fine. This is after I asked yesterday, could you cook a chicken, a whole chicken in the microwave?
Inadvisable.
Well, I did do it, but didn't actually eat it. How did you sleep, Becky? We're supposed to do this.
I slept...
Instead of playing music.
I slept fine, but I had a bit of an emotional outburst at the train station on the way home yesterday.
Oh, really?
Because I just... You know,
it's
when
after
you get
that long day of acting.
You know, when it's hard being Joe Wiley. Mm. You know, it
takes out of you, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's quite emotional.
Yeah.
So when I got to
Is it because your face was aching from pouting so much?
No, I've had a headache from flicking my hair back all the time. No, it was just really hard, and then I accidentally bought the wrong ticket, like, 3 times, and just completely broke down. I haven't cried that much at a train station since they refused to let me take Anna Kournikova on the Underground.
What?
When I had the...
I don't remember this.
I once had this massive cardboard cutout of Anna Kournikova, which I was taking home from work.
Why?
And...
Why did you want that?
Because my friends at the time really wanted it in their flat.
Right.
And I got it to the Underground, and the...
What, with a massive, like, cardboard cutout?
Life-size, yeah.
Right.
And the guy
went... Under your arm.
The guy went, oh, you'll have to buy an extra ticket for her.
You're joking
and
me.
And I said, I can't pay for her. She can just sit on my lap. I don't want to have to pay £4 just for Anna. And he was like, well, you will, because she's going to take up a seat. And I was like, okay, then I'll just get the bus. And he went... Come back, laugh. I'm only joking. Oh. And I was like, but I thought you
No, but you see, don't joke with a tired person.
It just didn't make sense.
Because the jokes just don't know. It's like, no, I don't believe you are joking.
As if Anna hadn't drawn enough attention to me as it was.
What happened yesterday then? Similar outburst?
Yeah, I just bought the wrong ticket and then cried and then bought the wrong ticket again and cried again. They phoned my boyfriend who laughed at me.
Yeah.
And that got me through it.
Yeah, there is a special kind of thing, like when you're tired, like
it
the littlest thing.
It wouldn't bother me normally, but I just... You just can't function, can you? When
See, I got a bit emotional on Monday about the fact that my flatmate had left the butter out the fridge.
Really?
Well, I didn't cry.
But,
I was
but
like,
it's
oh,
almost,
God,
isn't
it's
it?
It's all gone soft now.
And what's that, about 60p's worth?
Yeah. Oh, look at it there on the side.
All melted.
Why'd you do that? I actually did text him. You left the butter on the fridge. Why?
No one else gets it, though.
No. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. It's nearly here. It's nearly here. It's going to be you. Quite small. Scott Mills, the musical. Scott Mills, the musical. Scott Mills, the musical. Scott Mills, the musical. Can't wait till next week. We're back on our show in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we will be in Edinburgh at the Fringe. And we want to know about as many shows as possible that we can go and see when we're there. So maybe if you're in a show at the moment, or if you know of a good one. Seriously, the Ladyboys of Bangkok will not stop emailing. It's every day now.
They're still trying to get you to have that makeover.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I would quite like to see the show. There's so much stuff, like thousands and thousands of different shows happening at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Some big, in tiny little rooms, some of them. All sorts. And our musical is one of the many things that are happening. If you didn't get tickets, don't worry, you'll be able to hear it on Radio 1 and see it online. All of it, we'll film it all. This afternoon is our first proper run-through of the entire musical. Oh, God. And we've got to bring costumes in today. I got this email late last night saying, okay, here's what you need to bring. Stonewashed jeans.
Oh, that'll be no problem.
I don't know whether I can source those. I've got to get some naff trendy trainers.
That's, again, no problem. Your hall is full of them.
I have got a lot of trainers.
The whole length of your hall is...
How can they be naff and trendy? I don't know what that means.
Borrow some of your housemate's ones. He's got some quite good ones.
Yeah, but he's two sizes smaller than me. Mm.
That'll make for some interesting walking on stage.
And a and a glamorous white jacket. That's what I've got to bring in later.
I can't wait to see this character.
Hopefully, Joe Wiley has bought in some clothes for you because you're playing her in the musical.
Yep.
So
it all went well yesterday.
Really good. Joe, if you're listening, don't forget to bring in your Festival Wiley outfits. So whatever you would wear at Glastonbury or whatever, bring that in. Thanks.
I got Becky. Yet another part yesterday. Another pop star.
I know. Yeah, you. We can't say who it is, but you are now three people in the musical. Obviously, there's someone else playing you.
The best bit, though, was when your friend came to have a look, and after I'd done my new pop star role, he went, oh, who are you playing? And obviously my acting was so good, he couldn't work it out. And I told him, and he just went,
that's kind of nudging him going, actually, it's not,
at least
not
3 minutes worth of full-on laughing. And no, even you trying to tell him that maybe it wasn't a good look to laugh so much because it was making me feel a bit insecure. You just kept going, sorry, it's just tickled me.
No, I think you could pull off this pop star really very easily. You've already got Joe Wiley down to a T, I think, with the pouting and etc. and the flicky hair. And you are particularly good as Kylie Minogue. And so that's why they've probably given you a third role, I would say. So, let's talk about the guy that plays Chappers. Still my favourite. He is amazing. Mm. Even the guy that plays Rob, our boss, is also good. Because he's proper like, ew. They're all amazing, but the guy that played Chappers, just because of his dance, is brilliant. I can't say anymore. But follow us on Twitter, Mills the Musical. And you can find out loads more at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We've got another full day of rehearsals today.
I think I might have to speak to Jo after the show today and try and get some tips on how to be her.
Okay, coming up, what's Becky's forte? Today you went to, well, not today, you've been to...
A home shopping channel.
A home shopping channel. And were they nice to you?
Absolutely lovely. I was with Simon Biaggi, who used to do the weather on Gem TV.
Amazing.
He is amazing.
So you had to, like...
Thank God someone was there helping me out.
Yeah. So you got a product and you had to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They've done that on The Apprentice before, haven't they?
It was exactly the same as that.
All right, cool. What's Becky's forte? Is it presenting on a shopping channel? You'll find out next. It's Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Let's get on with Dear Scott then. Here's the Posh Radio 4 lady with what you've been asking this week.
Mills, fashionista, style dictator that you are.
Yeah, that's me.
Your double denim, which was met with some mirth and derision, we may all remember, has actually made rather more of an impact than you may realise.
This is the double denim thing, which won't go away now.
It's basically you having to wear a denim jacket and stonewashed jeans for the promotional poster for your musical.
Like the one where Billy Elliot is jumping up, where he is wearing a bit of double denim. Mm. But that's fine because he's like 10.
I think it was fashionable when he came out.
Yeah.
Inside the back cover of Wit, next month's Vogue features a model, albeit a woman, wearing actual double denim in the form of a jacket and jeans under a long leather jacket.
So, in Vogue, next month, double denim is on. So, you can mock for my jean jacket and jeans bottom combo, but actually, it's in fashion, it's on trend.
It seems to me, it being right at the back, it's been a rush job. My God, yes, double denim is where it's at. Mills has been seen wearing it, rush job for back cover, etc. May we never mock again. Do please let us know of future trends, won't you? I do actually love you. Angela from Menston, XX.
All right, cheers, Angela, for pointing that out.
So does this mean that you'll be wearing it all the time now?
I can't wait till Chappers takes this trend up.
Because he's away. Should we just tell him that it's all the rage and see what he says? And would he, do you think he'll go for that? If we tell him that it's in next month's Vogue...
Next time we see him, if we're both wearing double denim, yeah, he'll just feel so left out that next day he'll come in
dressed
the same.
It'll take him like a couple of weeks to catch on, but then suddenly when we've stopped wearing it, he will just come in with a double denim combo one day, because that's what he's like. Next.
Hello, Scott, Chappers, Becky, Posh Radio 4 lady, and the one that apparently spoke once but I never heard it. Having listened to your show for quite some time now, I thought it prudent to check out the podcast for the parts I don't get to hear while at my generic workplace. I decided to replace the usual dance beats on my generic MP3 player and instead listen to your podcast while at the gym. Well, let's just say, dangerous is not the word. Not one millisecond were my arms at full lock in a heavy-weighted bench press when Scott was calling random generic females sweet cheeks and hot lips. Well, laughter ensued at that moment and 100 kilograms of metal came careering down on my chest.
Oh, you see, this is why sometimes it scares me that people listen to the podcast in the gym.
100 kilograms?
Yeah.
That's more than a person.
They're a beefcake.
In future, can you please put warning messages on your podcasts about gym use to ensure that other happy-going generic gym members don't injure themselves in a similar manner? Yours, painfully, Alan, out of Brechin in North Scotland.
Thank you, Alan. I reckon you might even be harder than Ross Kemp.
Can most people lift 100 kilograms?
I don't know.
How much do you lift when you go pumping iron?
I don't know. When I go pumping iron?
Yeah. You go to the gym, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. But I don't know the... I'm not into the, you know, the numbers. I don't know how much it is. I just lift it up or try. I've no idea. But loads of people will tell us now who are gym experts. They'll all be texting in.
Five kilograms?
Me?
Yeah. On the stack of weights at the side,
No.
Where do you put the pin? Like, all the way up, or...?
No, I mean, it's quite low down, to be honest, my one.
I just find it easier if you just take the pin out.
Take the pin out.
You can do loads of reps then.
It is a lot easier, isn't it? And I just think, well, why would you put the pins in to make it more difficult? When you can take them out.
It's only holding it down, isn't it? Yeah.
Next.
Hey, Scott. I've just come back from Turkey, and the hotel I was staying at had a waiter who looked just like you. Same eyes, same ears, same hair. He was more tan, though. I think his name was Effie. Is this your secret job in the summer, just to get a little bit of extra money?
No, I've never been to Turkey, actually.
I think his name was Effie. Is this your secret job in the summer, just to get a little bit of extra money?
I thought I heard you right. Effie, no.
I went to Turkey once and got stuck in a bog.
Toilet?
No, an actual bog. My dad said, don't walk through there, you'll get stuck. So I did, and I got stuck, and I lost my favourite pink shoes.
So you, though, isn't it? Like, don't do that. I'm going to do it.
Well, you have to, don't you? If someone says don't, you have
and
to.
Is Efe your secret identity? He spoke Turkish. Can you speak Turkish?
No. This is ridiculous.
Anyway, I love the podcasts. I listen to them all the time, especially before I go to bed, because it really does help me sleep. When I was once in Spain, there was an annoying fly in the room, and it was buzzing really loud. I was so scared. I couldn't get to sleep, so I had to listen to your podcast for about 5 hours straight. I finally went to sleep and forgot about the fly, so your podcasts really do help. Love you all loads and loads. Chelsea from Liverpool, XOXO.
XOXO to you, Chelsea.
Do you think that's why Gerard Butler listens to our podcast? You know, like jet lag and stuff, can't sleep. Puts a podcast on.
A lot of people do find our podcast really helps them sleep. Don't be dissing Gerard, because he'll be listening to this in a few days' time.
I wasn't dissing Gerard. Right. We're providing him with a useful service.
Right. He loves
I quite
it.
Like the thought of Gerard Butler being in bed listening to me.
I can imagine you do, and a lot
Hi,
of other
Gerard.
People will.
Is it Gerard or Gerard?
Gerard.
Gerard.
Call him, no, because he gets annoyed by people pronouncing Gerard wrong. And
Gerard.
I don't know the right way to say it. He doesn't like the way Americans say it. Call him Jerry.
Jerry.
Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
See?
He's asleep by now.
He wants to come on the show, so, Jerry, get in touch, yeah? I think that's...
that was a bit sleazy.
No, I think that's definitely sorted it now. I think he'll be on in no time.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak but actually spoke once, and the posh Radio 4 lady. For a week now, I have been feeding my next-door neighbours guinea pigs and cats, but there is a problem. I know that they are stringing everyone along by purring to get food and whatnot.
Yep, we've talked about this before. They don't actually like you, they just manipulate you.
So every time I go over there alone, I look into their eyes and I say, I know your game, and I'm on to you.
Good. Well, that's what you should do.
Am I right in saying this? Because I listen to the show and download the podcasts, and I hear that you lot think they string... string. Cats play with string. People along. Loads of love, Jenna from Essex.
Yeah, they do. Cats do string you along just because they want something. They don't actually like you at all.
Has Jenna never listened to our pun phone calls? If you do a good pun... don't then have to explain it, because it's kind of...
just let it go.
...ruins it a little bit, doesn't it?
P.S. I also sent an email saying that you should get merchandise for Scott Mills the musical, so I would like some recognition.
OK, here's some recognition. It's too late to do merchandise, I think, at this stage for Scott Mills the musical. Anything else you want to know? Send a text to 81199 or give me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and the Posh Radio 4 lady will read it out on Dear Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's Becky's forte?
Now, we found out, since we've been doing this feature, that Becky is quite rubbish at a lot of things, and we're still on a search to find something she is truly excellent at. Now, you were saying that this is the one that you thought you'd be... you know,
of all the ones that we've done so far, this is the one that I really wanted to be good at and really thought that I could just go in and do, because it's easy, isn't it?
The thing is, in the quest to find something you are excellent at, this is probably knocking your self-confidence, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought you could just turn up and, you know, just sell the product, say the price, give the number out.
So there are lots of shopping channels available. QVC... is one of them, and that's where you visited.
Mm-hmm.
The lovely people at QVC. Now, you thought this is going to be a total doddle. Because you just turn up, you talk a lot about the product, you go, look, isn't it brilliant? You kind of use it a bit, and then you say, buy it, please, and call this number.
Exactly. How hard can that be?
Yeah. So here's you being introduced by Simon off of QVC.
Let me introduce you to Becky, who's from Radio 1. She's searching for that inner skill, that wonderful thing that she's going to love doing so much. We thought we'd invite you on here because I reckon you're a juicer.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't start off sounding particularly confident.
Is that QVC talk?
A juicer?
You look like a juicer to me, Becky.
No, I had in front of me a big juicer and then just piles and piles of fruit.
Okay.
So what does this do?
This is a juice and smoothie maker. It comes with this juicer attachment, the smoothie attachment, and the crunching things up attachment.
Right.
You see, like, can I just say, before I got there, apparently the presenters like rehearse loads at home and go through the product. This was the first time I'd seen it. And I don't have a crunching things up attachment on my juicer at home. So when I saw it, I was like, what's the proper word for that?
And the crunching things up attachment.
My guess is probably it's not called the crunching things up attachment.
Well, what
though?
Is it? I don't know anyway.
And the crunching things up attachment.
To that point, it was then, actually going all right.
Yeah, but then he even asked me even more about the crunching things up attachment.
Gosh, it's quite technical, isn't it?
For harder things like nuts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got nuts that need crunching, put them in the nut crunch.
We'd probably best go further, no more with this, other than the juicing.
Right, good.
He didn't like that.
I think he helped you out of a hole there, really, because it wasn't going well with the nut crunching things up.
But
attachment.
The main thing was the juicer, so...
Okay.
The beauty of juicing is that you can pretty much juice anything, and it's all your kind of personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
So have you got any...
What would you recommend?
I quite like...
I like apple.
Apples, yep.
Got apples.
With this one, the best thing to do is to take the ones that have been cut.
Oh, okay, so that's why you've chopped everything up.
Yes.
No,
see?
You sound good.
I am good at that.
Basically, finally. This is very, very loud.
Okay.
Because it has to do a lot of work. So I'll give you a quick blast. Oh, hang on.
Oh, yes, here's a glass.
So you forgot to put the glass underneath.
Yeah, so the juice just... I was too worried about switching it on and it was making a noise, which was distracting me, so I forgot about the glass bit just pouring out.
When you get to work today, or you get to a computer, please look at the video of this because it's brilliant. You need to see this to fully appreciate it. It's up there now, actually, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's great because you're in the actual QVC studio, it looks all proper, and then you just mess it up.
These aren't the juiciest apples.
I am thirsty.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, now here it comes
they're on,
again.
They're on.
We had a slight blockage.
I don't think I was pushing hard.
Oh, it's rubbish when you have a slight blockage and you're
on
TV.
You did the plunger thing that you push the fruit down with. Yeah. I had that the wrong way up.
And also, I noticed that from the video, the machine did keep stopping a lot on you. That wasn't operator error, though, right?
And what would be the good thing about having juices, generally?
It's really, really healthy, and it's really...
Why did it stop?
I don't know. I think I pressed the wrong button.
It wasn't supposed to stop then.
No idea.
Just a little
Song.
It works much better when you put the pointy end in first, I think, doesn't it?
That was the carrot. I didn't know there was a right and wrong way to put a carrot in a juicer.
Do you want to chuck a few grapes
in? Well, I'll tell you what, I was just thinking a bit of celery might be quite nice in there. What do you think?
Go on, put it in.
A little bit of celery?
There we go.
Oh.
Hang on.
It stopped again. I love this video so much. This is my favourite video.
We've
got Becky's fantastic juice.
I'm not sure about the colour.
It looks horrible.
I was told afterwards that I should have tried to make it look nicer and wasn't to say that it looked horrible.
Simon loves it, though.
We got Becky's fantastic juice.
Good. So the juice is there, which you've made with your juicer. Mm-hmm.
Now I've just got to say it's really nice.
Well, let's have a try. See, that's not bad. Do you want to have a try?
Can you taste the carrot?
I can't. I can taste a bit of celery.
Oh, yeah, I don't like celery. That's really, really nice.
Well,
that's really nice.
I don't like celery.
I hate celery. Pulled her face and I just went, that's really nice.
Show me the smoothie maker, because I quite fancy a strawberry sort of smoothie.
A berry smoothie, that would be nice.
Okay.
Right, let's give it a go. Berries, please, Simon.
Berries, coming up.
I'll get some yoghurt as well.
Okay, we've got strawberries, we've got some big loganberries here.
And low-fat vanilla yoghurt.
So you put the yoghurt around the outside, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
No, just say it with confidence. When someone says, do you put the yoghurt around the outside, just say, yes, Simon. Don't hesitate.
And I'm going to put the...
Oh, no.
So...
Here we go. And...
Maybe you should have practiced this first, working the smoothing.
Go. And go. I haven't put it on properly.
I think you've got to do that old... The click. Get it right, Ryan.
And... Go. Hang on. I'm lining up my arrows properly this time.
There you go.
Yes!
Last! Oh, my God.
Is this not making you want to buy it? How easy it is to use. 30 seconds it took me to screw that bit on.
Maybe I've put too much in.
Maybe
Oh, was I meant to put it in the middle?
where the little spinny blades go around. Yeah.
This is my favourite.
Well, I tell you what, let's just tip it out and we'll start again.
Start again?
It's going quite well.
The bottom bit looks nice.
Yeah, there's sort of yoghurty stuff in there.
Basically, because I put it in the wrong bit, like, i.e. the bit not with the blender, just round the outside, he basically opens it up, pours it out, and it's just fruit and yoghurt.
Yeah, which you could have done without that, to be honest.
So a health-giving, smooth, juicy smoothie.
Look at that.
After you.
Here comes the taste.
I think we'll leave it there, don't you?
Try some, Simon.
No.
I think it's those berries that you gave me. They're quite tart.
There's a vending machine just over there.
They're quite tart.
It was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted. They were so sour, those berries, and my face just goes like, you know that thing when you eat something that's really sharp?
Really
like,
nice. Ugh. Right, so selling things on the shopping channel, really not your forte. We'll find something eventually. Please, if you do one thing today, have a look at that video. I love it so much. bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's there now. What's Becky's forte?
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Look, it's Ross Kemp. Hi.
How are you, mate? You're right.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good.
Just saw you get your little coffee there.
Went across the road, got myself a cup of tea and a bacon butty.
You're set?
Absolutely ready.
Marvellous. Becky is very excited that you're here today. Don't want to embarrass you, Becky, but normally there's no makeup
being
put on.
You have been all morning.
Sorry. Normally the makeup isn't on for before about 9:45 when we have to go upstairs to the office after the show, but this morning it was on at 6:35 a.m, which is a first. What did your friend text you earlier? Are you still like Ross Kemp?
Anyway. Even though it was an old git.
No!
No, we didn't,
didn't say that at all. There is a lot of love for you on our text system as well. They love you so much. I mean...
I love them back.
I could read some out, but I don't want to embarrass you. What, are you aware that you're an actual legend now?
I don't think I'm a legend. I'm a legend, possibly, but I'm not a legend.
What do people say to you on the street? Because I know it probably...
get out of the road.
Probably for years it was like, Grant, but now... Not
so much.
It's
a mixture of both, I think, you know.
You still get that?
Yeah, of course. I think you never run away from it. I don't really want to. It was 10 years of my life, and I enjoyed it, and I worked with some nice people. But I'm doing other stuff at the moment.
Yeah, now you're probably more famous for doing, like, the gang stuff and almost the kind of investigative reporting type stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, going horrible places and getting paid for it, which is quite nice sometimes, and sometimes not that so nice.
Yeah. But that's what we're getting the most reaction about on the text this morning from people saying they love the shows, and it's finding it quite interesting. And also, we'll talk about your book in a second as well, which is a lot of people are saying they've read on the text as well. So good.
Oh, right. That's good.
I've got somebody earlier on the text saying that they saw you the other day and they wanted a photo with you, but they were a bit too scared to come up and say hello. You were kind of walking past, and they were like, there's James from Newcastle, and they were like, oh, look, there's Ross Kemp. No, I can't. I bottled it. I'm too scared. Are you okay with people taking photos of you?
Yeah, I think totally. As long as they asked. I mean, the only problem you have is when you're halfway through a bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's never a good look, is it? Spaghetti half hanging
out. And someone just puts a camera phone straight in front of your boat race. And then you do get slightly perturbed by that. But no, I've never really, I don't think, ever turned down an autograph. Unless someone's been really rude or they've been drunk or been sick over me at the same time.
Mm. Ooh, has that happened?
It has happened.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's
in a nightclub,
horrible.
Have your autograph.
Oh, no.
You say that on the radio. If that's
yeah.
That's
right.
That's too early in the morning.
How do people time it so well?
I know. He was obviously overexcited at the time.
You don't
Maybe
think...
Because
you know when you're going to go, don't you? You don't think, oh, look, I'm going to ask for an autograph at the same time.
He was an expert when it came to vomit.
Okay, excellent. But anyway, so you're okay with people taking photos? So James in Newcastle, okay. As long as he's not eating pasta, it's
fine. Or about to be sick,
it's fine. Yeah. Do you ever think to yourself when you're doing these shows, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, often.
Like, why did I come up with this idea when you're right in the middle of it?
Well, that's the thing about it. I can't really turn around and blame anybody else because going to Afghan and the gang series were all sort of ideas that I came up with through a drunken haze.
So were your ideas?
So the cameraman and the sound man can definitely, if I've got a sound man with me, they can shout to me and go, what are we doing here? But I really have no excuses, so I just have to...
When did you first think up the ideas then?
The gang's idea came because I stood in for somebody while I was unemployed presenting a documentary in America, and I met a guy who'd been shot 26 times who was in the Bloods, who's still a friend to this day and still alive, which is a miracle in itself. And he was a really bright lad. He wasn't the classic kind of LA rapper that you'd been led to believe that you'd seen on MTV, for instance. He was a very scared guy. He was really worried when cars slowed down outside his house. He had a didn't have a thin blonde wife with plastic boobs. He had a very, very large wife with two kids on either hip and a blocked toilet. So he was like the antithesis of what you'd seen and what you'd been led to believe that gangster lifestyle was about. So I just got on the phone to Sky and said, I think I've got an idea for a series, and that's how that kicked off.
They are amazing, those gang shows. Yeah, really good.
Really good.
I know you get asked this all the time, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where's the scariest place that you've ever been? Can you say there's one place? Or?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think Helmand Province is the most scariest place you can go to, I've ever been to. I'm sure there are other places, war zones in the Congo, for instance, that are worse. But for me personally, yeah, being shot at and RPG'd and having that fear of the IED strike, I think that's the most dangerous place I've ever been to.
We had a question from someone earlier saying, where's the scariest place in the UK that you've been?
Oh, my ex-girlfriend's house? No, yeah. I mean, the thing about the UK is that, you know, we have certain areas that are notorious, and some people live up to that reputation. So, you know, there's no one place that's worse than any other. But, you know, you can, in most places in the UK, go from one corner, which is OK, to one place that isn't very nice.
We've got, I think it's DN on the phone. Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
No bad.
Right, you're speaking to Ross. No, what do you want to say?
I was just wondering if you'd seen this website called Kempfolds.
Yeah, I have. I've seen it, mate. Yeah. What is that about? I mean, what are you doing with your life, right? But where are you? What kind of job do you have if you've got to take a picture of me, scan it, fold it, and then download it?
Right.
One of the best websites.
We need
I've
to explain
ever
what this
ever.
Is. If people haven't seen this,
what is it about? Yeah. Get a life.
It's just so good. It's just basically cut a picture. picture yourself, fold it up. It's great fun.
So, mate, if it rocks your
I
boat.
I didn't realise how many different looks you could have just by different folds.
I feel like I might get some white stripes and put them across my face and look like I've been folded.
So, Becky, explain, like, fully what it is for people that haven't seen it.
It's basically just that. You get a picture of Ross.
Is that it?
Yeah, you get a picture of Ross, print it out, fold it up, and send it in. Scan it. Ross Kemp folds. You can do all sorts of different looks.
Fantastic.
I think if you type that into Google, you'll be able to see it. But
right.
They've got over 100 folds on there already.
Dean, how many hours of your life have you wasted folding Ross?
I haven't folded him yet. I'm waiting for the perfect picture.
You what?
He's waiting for the best picture.
Once I get it, it'll be all over the internet. You'll be the first.
All right, will you let us know?
Well, we look forward to that.
Okay,
have you ever been tempted to fold yourself? Since you found out about it, did you not think, right, I'm going to do the ultimate fold?
What do you think?
No.
Scott, that's not a stupid question. If someone had done a Scott Mills Folds website, you'd be there,
I'd be there all the time.
Folding you so would.
It's 10 to 9 on Radio 1. Ross Kemp is with us. We'll be back in a second.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What are you reading at the moment, Becky?
Oh, it's my favourite thing at the moment. It's the Carly's Top Tips in Love It magazine.
I love It.
I think Chappers has read some of these before, but they're just too good.
Do you know what I like about Love It?
What?
Is that the girls that love it as well. They listen to Radio 1 all the time. And I met them at some thing recently and they were like, love it! They love it. And I went, love it! Back, because I also love their
it?
Magazine, yeah. Because I like the headlines on there. They're just so brilliant. And you're saying the tips are good too, yeah?
Yeah, these are amazing.
Why have you cut them out of the magazine? Are you collecting them?
Well, I thought I could do loads tomorrow, maybe. Like, instead of my classifieds.
Becky's top tips.
Because they are really good.
But they're not yours.
No, but I could rebrand them. For example, this one. If you hate cats roaming around your garden making a mess, put up a glitter ball to scare them away. It's like having a disco in your garden. That one's good. This is from...
People actually do these.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
This one, you'll love. If you don't have an ice cube tray to hand, sometimes I don't, or...
No, I don't always.
Grab an empty plastic egg carton and use it to make your frozen cubes.
That's genius.
Not only will it save you money, you're also recycling, so it's good for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure you wash it first, otherwise you might get a feather stuck in.
Ugh.
It doesn't say that. That was my personal top tip.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
You're actually making a little kind of collage collection, aren't you?
Yeah, of the best ones.
Any more?
This is my actual favourite, and I might do this afternoon. Instead of wasting money on buying fancy cutlery holders, just use empty toilet rolls. They work perfectly well, look funky, and you can spend the spare cash on tasty treats to eat. That's from Ian.
I like it. There's a little a picture of them in action,
yep,
as well.
So basically just three toilet rolls.
So once you finish the toilet roll...
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't use the one.
Oh, and remember to get the last bit of paper off, because that would look...
Oh,
you
annoying.
Know, there's always that tiny bit of
yeah,
paper that
just
gets...
Just the one
oh,
sheet.
Oh, you don't want that hanging off your cutlery holder.
No.
So just in biro, then write down knives, forks and spoons.
On each separate yeah. toilet roll,
mm-hmm.
so and that then, you don't get them mixed
I've
up.
Just had an even better... I've had a build. Make it better. For, like, kitchen utensils, which have always got the longer handles, kitchen roll holder.
Amazing.
Utensils.
Got it right there.
Excellent.
So are we going to do Becky's top tips tomorrow?
I think it'd be rude not to. They're not my top tips. They're Carly's top tips from
okay.
Love It. But, yes, definitely, because I love it.
Mm, I love it.
I can't believe I just thought of my own one just there on the spot.
I've just thought of a build.
Yeah. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Ross Kemp is here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Right, so we've got this book, Gangland Brazil. It's a mixture of facts and fiction, right?
Yeah, it's a novel based on basically experiences that I had while I was in Rio some 4 years ago in the favelas there. Yeah. So it's basically... it's a book aimed at people 13-year-olds plus, but, you know, some of my mates have read it in the army and quite enjoyed it. Or so they said.
Carol's on. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
What are you saying?
I've ringing up about the Afghanistan book, actually, not the Brazil book. I didn't know there was two. I'm really sorry.
Okay,
that's all right. Did you enjoy it or not?
Absolutely loved it. I'm just at the part now where you've gone back into Afghanistan...
Don't do any plot spoilers.
Yeah.
I won't, but it's absolutely wonderful. I'll tell you what, I was really surprised at. I honestly thought that we were fighting somebody else's fight. I didn't realise how much it actually meant to us here in Britain. And it absolutely shocked me, the fact that our soldiers don't even have decent food, let alone armour and equipment. It's terrible.
Well, you know, I have to say, I went out on Herrick 6, 8, 9, as you'll read if you go through the book, and there has been a massive improvement in a lot of areas. I mean, there are still problems, undoubtedly, but the food's improved, and the weapon systems are very, very good. So it's not all doom and gloom out there for the guys. I mean, it's a very tough time of the year. This is the hardest time, one of the hardest times to be out there, though it's pretty hard most of the time. So, you know... But thank you for reading the book.
Yeah, thanks, Carol. It's 8:55 on Radio 1. Right, I've got someone else on. Hello, is it Andrew?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi, Andrew.
All right, thanks, and you?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you today?
In Charles, Somerset.
Okay, you're on with Ross Kemp. Go.
Hello, Ross.
Hi, mate, how are you?
Okay, thanks. I was just wondering what you thought of the Kevin Bishop show skit about you.
Kevin Bishop?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, I don't know, mate, so what is it?
It's a new, it's kind of a sketch show on TV.
Channel 4.
On Channel 4, it's just started. Andrew, describe.
Well, it was the last series, there was skits about you, just making fun of different ideas about you. Oh, like, Ross Kemp on the bog.
Oh, fair enough. Well, that happens, trust me, a lot. Particularly in Afghanistan. I'm always quite flattered by that stuff. If people want to fold me and do make sketch shows, I mean, it's not doing me any harm, and hopefully more people are going to buy my books.
Yes. But he hasn't seen it.
I'm not in the country very often. I was 8 months out last year. So.
Wow.
All right, thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, so this book's out now, right?
Yes, mate.
Okay, good.
It's a novel, so basically it's basically about a young boy that's pushed into a favela to try and crack a gang, basically. And it's based on a Command Vermelha, which is Red Command, which really exists in Rio, and we've called them Command Negro, which is Black Command. So
it starts well.
It's
got a good
well.
Book start.
Yeah,
can
it
I,
has.
Can I just do the first sentence?
Yeah, go on.
A storm was coming.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be good.
You know it's going to be good. What are you doing next, then?
I am off somewhere, hopefully, beginning of September, but I can't tell you
go
where.
Go on.
I can't. Do you know what? I can't.
How scary is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Don't know yet, but I'd say it's about an 8.
Is it gangs or...?
Oh, no, it's not related to any of those things. It could be. It's potentially very scary, but it might not be. You never know until you get there, really.
Are you up for any more acting?
I am. Why, are you offering me a job? Because I could do with something that doesn't involve getting shot at or eating dreadful food.
Well, Ross, yes, I am. I'm here.
What are you doing next
panto.
Week?
Yeah.
What are we doing next week? I could be around.
It's not quite panto.
It's not panto.
All right, go on.
We're doing Scott Mills the Musical. no, seriously.
I've never been seeing, have you?
At the Edinburgh Fringe. And we do... Who are we missing? We could create a part for Ross if Ross is going to be there, to be honest. Do you know what I mean?
Just say yes and you're in.
No.
Okay. See, someone was saying, would you do like action movies because they think you'd be excellent at that? Would you go down that road?
I don't think so. I don't think it's really me. I mean, I'd go down any road. You know, everyone's got to pay the mortgage.
I think
it'd be nice
drama.
To pretend it than actually be doing it. Period drama, absolutely, forsooth.
I love that. So, no to the person that asked about an action movie. The person that asked about the musical, me, it's a maybe.
Yeah, we'll just discuss. I like that you turned a massive no into a could be persuaded.
Ross, thank you very much for coming to see us
thank
today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ross Kemp, everybody. It's Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Okay, it's time for Just for the Pun of It. What we do is just call up some shops and stuff, and we try and get some puns in relating to that shop we've called, and see if they notice, put the phone down, whatever. So, who's going to be best at it today? Place your bets, please. Is it me, or is it Bacala over here?
What do you think? I wonder.
Okay, I'll start
with
mine.
I'm going to go for me today, because I've said you for the whole week so far.
Getting better.
Even though I know I'll lose.
Today on Just for the Pun of It, I'm doing rubbish puns to a fruit and veg shop. Count the puns, listeners, count the puns.
Hello.
Hi,
how can I help?
Are you there? Sorry, I can't hear you properly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Cherry, nice to speak to you.
Okay, how can I help?
I've got a date tonight. I'm making dessert, and I'm just after some ideas, to be honest, and I thought you ladies might be able to help.
Ooh.
I need some exotic fruits. Come, what do you think I should use?
Well, passion fruit's the one that you would use, really.
Right, and how much are they?
The passion fruit's about 40 pence, and I have you before.
Oh, that's quite cheap. That's quite a parsnip.
Yeah, they're not expensive.
The thing is, the date is about 8:30 tonight in my house, but she'll probably turn it late.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what it's like. I'm hoping to make some dinner and then kind of radish her with my charms.
Yeah, of course. You've got to do that, haven't you? Got to.
Yeah, haven't you?
Yeah. But, like, a plain fruit salad would be quite nice.
do you think?
The strawberries are good at the moment as well. The strawberries are a good one for finishing off a date, yeah.
Mm, okay, I think I'd guava the passion fruit, to be honest. But anyway, I've got to go and pumpkin some iron. So see you later, bye. You know me, I'm always pumpkining some iron. I found that was 9 puns, yes.
I like turnip. Parsnip was poor.
Oh, that's quite
poor.
A parsnip. I mean, you know what it's like. I'm hoping to make some dinner and then kind of radish her with my charms.
Yeah, of course, of course. You're
radish, yeah.
To radish.
Ravish. Ravish.
Oh, ravish.
Yeah, like I said radish.
I'm sure it's not radish, but I couldn't think of what it actually was.
Duh.
so don't call me the duh when you've gone, oh, that's a parsnip at only 40p.
I thought that was right. 9 puns from me, and who did you call?
I found a music shop.
Amazon.
I had a bit of a difficulty with this one.
Okay. You're saying that I always get the easier one? Well, let's find out. You've got to beat 9. Here's Becky calling a music shop on just for the pun of it.
Hello, Cranes. How can I help?
Hello. I was wondering if you do sheet music.
Yes, we do.
Sorry, I've got really bad guitar at the moment.
Oh.
I've just got back from holiday, actually. We went on the P&O ferry, and it was really lovely because we had loads of organic food. But while we were there, my friend was playing her instruments. And I meant to record her, but I didn't get round to it. I was thinking about starting to learn, so I thought I'd saxophone you to find out the price. Do you have, like, basic beginner's music?
Yes, we do.
OK, and whereabouts are you?
We're in Cardiff.
Brilliant. Glockenspiel. sorry, okay. I've forgotten what I called up for now. Okay, thank you. I'll pop down.
No worries.
Thank you, bye.
Seriously. Right, can you explain the Glockenspiel, please?
I knew I had to get it in. I really wanted to try and get it in, and I thought
so you disguised it in a cough.
Yeah. Glockenspiel. I think it worked.
I like this one.
We went on the P&O ferry.
Oh, that's hot stuff, that
yeah.
is.
Yeah, you taught me everything I know apart from Glockenspiel.
I think I've still got more. But you were good today. It's getting better. We'll do some more tomorrow.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.